You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper.
And I'm Carolyn Nelson.
Well, we're late here, folks, because WWCR gave us a phone number to call that they had somebody else on, and it was busy, and we weren't able to get through. One of these days, somebody up there is going to get things straight. It's just unbelievable that people who are supposed to be professional screw up so much. It really burns me up. But that's the way it goes. I want to remind you that we're offering through and including Thursday. If you have your mail postmarked anytime during this week, up to and including Thursday, this offer will be good. Any mail we get after Thursday, or postmarked after Thursday, I should say, it will be returned to you at these prices. The retail price is $2,768. That's $2,768. This is a family unit, 1 year supply for a family of four. 1 year supply for a family of four, or 2 year supply of for two people. And these are all adults. So it's 1 year supply of food, dehydrated, stored in enameled cans, nitrogen packed for four adults, or 2 years for two adults. It consists of 36 cases of number 10 cans, and I think about a case of number two and a half cans. And let me see, it totals 216 cans plus a sprouting unit. There's two number 10 cans of fruit mix, two of applesauce, two of apple slices, two of raisins, two of banana slices, two of potato granules, two of corn, two of carrot dices, two of tomato powder, two of onions chopped, two of peas green garden, two cabbage, two bacon bits, two beef, two chicken, six beef, four chicken. That's six number 10 cans of beef, four number 10 cans of chicken, two gelatin fruit flavor, two soup base, two peanut butter, two margarine product, two cheese blend, two salt, 24 instant nonfat milk, 24 regular nonfat milk, 12 pinto beans, 12 elbow macaroni, 12 rice, 24 of hard red wheat, 24 of whole wheat flour, 24 cracked wheat cereal, 12 of white sugar, and in the number two and a half cans, two of mung beans and Alaska peas, two triticale, two lentils, one complete cookbook to tell you how to reconstitute and prepare this food. Remember, it's all dehydrated. One sprouting tray, 80 lids for number 10 cans, and three lids for number two and a half cans. The recommended water storage to be able to reconstitute all of this food is 545 gallons. Now remember, you're not going to use that all at once. It's for a one-year period for a family of four adults, or 2 years for two adults. Now, the retail price is $2,768. For our listeners, it is $2,268. For CAGI members, $2,000 even. A lot of you who thought that our membership was expensive, oh boy, you know, if you just purchased anything from us, you would have realized your return on your membership basis just simply for being a CAGI member. Don't try to join now. We are not accepting applications for membership and have not been for some time, and I don't know when we're going to be or even if we're going to be. We seem to be doing pretty well with the organization we have. However, we're trying to revamp the membership and get rid of some bugs that we've been having, some problems, specifically with the press credentials and a couple other things. And we'll let you know what happened. So, anyway, remember, your order must be postmarked sometime this week up to and including Thursday. If it's postmarked after Thursday, it will not be accepted, folks. So remember that. Now, tonight was the last broadcast of the Hour of the Time in the earlier time slot, which was 5 Pacific, 6 Mountain, 7 Central, and 8 Eastern Standard Time. We will no longer be broadcasting during that time slot. The contract with WWCR was up, I guess, today, and I was called by Craig Smith yesterday, and he asked me if I wanted to continue in the earlier time slot. If I did, he would renew the contract. Well, I talked it over with Annie and Little Pooh and Carolyn, and we decided that it's too much. I'm taking too much away from my family. I'm spending too much time working, trying to put together two completely different shows every night, and wasn't getting much sleep. So we decided not to. So I told Craig, he was going to get back to me and tell me what night would be the last broadcast. He forgot. So I would have imparted this message to you last night. However, I thought, and he thought also, that we would have a week or two of a grace period. But tonight had to be the last night. So that's the way it is. If we wanted another week or two, we would have had to take another 12 weeks in... Frankly, folks, I just didn't feel up to it. It's too much. Way, way too much. If I just had, you know, if it was one episode the Hour of the Time, 2 hours in a row, I could do 1 hour of original research and information, and then we could take calls for an hour, and that would be much easier. But doing two different time slots with two different, entirely different programs from research and putting these things together and making it work was a burden on all of us that was way beyond any of us had bargained for or even wanted to deal with. So we decided not to do it. I hope you all heard last night's show, and I hope you understood the import of it. And next week, don't miss the Hour of the Time next week, and it'll just be in this time slot. Remember, there will be no early show. Don't miss it next week, because we're going to tie it all together. We're going to bring the Mystery Babylon series to an end in 2 or 3 hours, and maybe 4, but it will all end next week, and we're going to tie National Socialism with the British Israeli movement. And you'll see exactly what's coming in the New World Order. You will be able to understand that what's happening in this country today is exactly what happened in Germany just prior to Hitler's rise to power and during his rise to power. And you're going to see how all this comes together. And all you people out there who are racist, I don't care what color you are, and I don't care what church you attend or what religion or what ethnic group you belong to that you think is so great that you got to be the big superior race and lord it over everybody. But if you listen carefully, you're going to find out that you're all being used. All of you. There is no master race. Never was and never will be. They're just people with guns who, if they have enough of them, more than everybody else, can be the controllers of everybody else. But they're not a master race. Now, that's not a slight against guns, folks, because the truth of the matter is all power emanates from the barrel of a gun. Whoever has guns has the power. Whoever doesn't have guns has no power whatsoever in this world today. And that's why the big move, the big push to disarm the American people, because they can't have their new world order if we're all armed, because they know that we will never consent to be slaves unless we're deceived into accepting it. And that's the sheeple factor. Most sheeple are going right along with it, thinking that this is going to be something just really swell.
I'm all for it. Yes, sir. Save the trees. Save the men's. Save the race. Save this. Save that.
Oh, you poor, misguided, ignorant people. Don't go away.
It's love. I just thought in the rest hour, fell inside of this hour, you were love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction. I'm just trying to see
to take you all back tonight so you can hear some nice oldies. As many as 2.5 million crimes are thwarted each year in America by private citizens using firearms. That's right, folks. As many as 2.5 million crimes are thwarted each year in America by private citizens using firearms. How's that stick in your craw, you liberal gun confiscator and communist creeps? It's amazing how the press screws up the figures and lies about everything. You see, in all the figures that they flaunt about, they include criminals that are killed by law enforcement officers in the performance of committing crimes. They don't break it down or present it legitimately. Remember, statistics have been known to lie more than anything else that's ever been used. You see, if you know how to use statistics, how to quote statistics, and how to pull the wool over the public's eyes about what the statistics really mean and what they really say and what you're really measuring, you can make statistics say anything you want. And that's what the liberal, lying, deceiving manipulators always do. Because they can't deal with facts. Facts never, ever support their position. Their position is absolutely untenable when examined in the light of the truth. And that's one thing that Rush Limbaugh and I agree 100% on. Liberals are liars. Deceivers and manipulators. They are also probably the stupidest people that have ever existed upon the face of this earth, because they look at the facts. They know the facts will not support their position. So rather than learning something from those facts, they twist the facts around to make it look like the facts support their position. And then they continue to tumble headlong into absolute total disaster. And they're the ones who always end up getting hurt the most. And they're the ones who scream the loudest and cry, "Foul! This isn't what I thought it was going to be." Well, folks, they can't argue with these statistics. 2.5 million. That's 2.5 million crimes are thwarted each year in America by private citizens using firearms. This is from an article in the Orange County Register, Sunday, September 19th, 1993. And, folks, these statistics come from a liberal socialist college professor from Florida State University, the criminologist Gary Gleck. And Professor Gleck, in his efforts to try to come up with statistics that would condemn the ownership of guns, found out that if you don't own a gun, you're liable to get killed. Oh, boy. I just love it. I just love it when these people have to eat it. And that's all the time, every day. Everything they do just goes right back in their face because, well, you know why. Because, I mean, if you're smart, you know why. Yes, sir. Some of the biggest anti-gun advocates who are celebrities have bodyguards who carry guns and follow them around, and they carry guns. It's amazing. Every time I think about it, it just makes me crack up. Really. Well, folks, I got to tell you, there's a revolution brewing in this country. We've done everything on this program to try to prevent bloodshed, to try to prevent people from getting hurt, to try to wake up enough people so that we could do something politically or legally or something, anything. Waking up enough people could just cause the enemy to back down without even a fight. But it's not happening, and I'm telling you, as they take more of our rights away, as they try to shove more socialism down our throat, and as they especially attempt to take the firearms away from Americans who understand why we have those firearms without doing it legally, and the only legal way is to change the Constitution legally the way that's outlined within the Constitution, and that'll never happen. There's going to be bloodshed, not because I say it, not because I'm calling for it, because I'm not, simply because that's the way it is. Americans all over this country are buying every available firearm in every gun shop across this country. They are buying all available powder, all available primers. They're buying all available live ammunition. They are outfitting themselves for survival, and it's all coming down. I predicted that this would happen years ago if people didn't wake up. I told you, I tried to warn you. It's going to happen. I don't know exactly when it's going to break out because I'm not in control of any of it, but I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to happen. It's beyond the point of political resolution, and there will be no relief in the courts. These people are in control of everything, and they're not going to give an inch. They're asking for it. And once the ire of the American people is realized, once they come unglued, all I can say is heaven help these people who have destroyed this country, who have destroyed the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I foresee politicians hanging from every lamppost across the country.
Bill, do you happen to remember what you said last March, I believe it was, about the Federal Reserve and what we needed to do?
Yeah, I do, but it's not going to happen now.
Right. But if people had listened then, you said we had to nationalize, I believe, the Federal Reserve, close our shores. We had the strongest Army, Navy, Marines, and Air Force in the world. Tell our debtors or our enemies outside that we had to do it this way and put our country back in order. Through constitutional money and so forth.
Cancel the debt by decree. Nationalize the Federal Reserve and the Federal Reserve banks. Cancel the debt by decree. Close the borders. And go back to constitutional money. And literally, the New World Order would be dead overnight. You see, if we have our own money, which is not interest-bearing, they have no money which to finance themselves, and if we cut off the money to the United Nations and all this foreign aid crap, make people stand on their own 2 feet, you cannot make anybody do anything. You can't make people straighten up. You cannot make them be just like you. And, you know, they're going to have to stay in their own country and bring their own country up to whatever standard they want. If they can't do it, they're going to have to stew in their own juice. But it's way beyond that. That's not going to happen. So,
well, I might remind you that I've talked with people who have had to sell their house in order to finance the recovery of a child who was very, very ill. You have to take extreme, dramatic measures when you are in trouble.
That's right.
And now it's going to be bloodshed.
Unfortunately, it is. I've talked to people all over this country, and it's beyond the point of no return. And I'll tell you something else. The other day on the Rush Limbaugh program, somebody called in and said that they were scared to death and wanted to know if they should leave the country, and said they had a couple of $1 million, wanted to know where to go, and ended up by saying, you know, Rush, there's going to be a revolution in this country, and Rush Limbaugh agreed. And he said, yes, and it's going to be soon. So everybody understands this, I think, except the people in Washington. For some reason, they don't understand what they've done to this country, and they don't understand what they're going to bring down around their ears. And who knows what's going to come out of it.
And don't forget the people outside all over the country don't understand enough to call them by their names, by the name of traitor. You have to call them what they are.
That's right. They are traitors. They have committed treason. They have destroyed this country. They've destroyed the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. They have stolen everything right out from under the nose of everybody because everybody's been asleep. They have trusted and not paid attention. They've been ignorant, apathetic. They never thought it could happen in this country. I can tell you that the forces of the New World Order are getting ready to clamp down a complete, severe police state, just like happened in Germany. Everything that happened in Germany in the late 20s and all during the 30s, are happening now, right here in the United States of America, where nobody ever dreamed that these things could happen.
And don't forget, they're all just laughing at us.
Oh, yeah.
Laughing, really laughing. I mean,
well, you know something, sometimes I got to sit back and laugh at us.
Yeah.
Most
yeah.
people are absolutely beyond any comprehension. They're so far gone. They don't even know that they had any rights, much less lost any,
yeah.
and nor do they seem to care. Isn't that amazing? Well, folks, what do you think about all this? 602-333-2174. 602-333-2174. I've learned that we probably have less listeners on Friday night than any other night because people get off of work and they want to go out and party, date night, McDonald's, and, you know, all that kind of stuff, family night or whatever. No school tomorrow, no work tomorrow for a lot of people. So I think Friday nights are going to be our talk nights. So if you have something to say, 602-333-2174 is the number. Good evening. You're on the air.
Mr. Cooper?
Yes?
I heard your earlier show, and you were talking about a weapon that reached 350 yards. Was that the Mach 90 you were talking about?
No, I wasn't talking about a weapon that reached 350 yards. I said we brought some city boys out here, and we taught them how to fire an AK-47, which I believe now is called a Mach 90, M-A-K-90, which is an AK-47 with a stock with a thumb hole in it.
Okay.
Now, I don't know why they call it a Mach 90 instead of an AK-47, because nothing else has changed. They just put a thumb hole in the stock. But our people were working with them, and they were hitting bullseyes with open iron sights at 450 yards.
Hmm. Okay.
Now, that does not mean that that's a good weapon in what's coming. That means that if you have the right teacher, and you can listen, and you can learn to control your breathing, and form a good sight picture, and not get excited no matter what's going on, you can be a pretty good marksman.
Say for a person on a limited budget, would you suggest maybe a 30-06? If not that, for...
Only if you can get a large stock of ammunition and you have the reloading equipment to be able to reload those cartridges, because 30-06 ammunition will not be used by the enemy and you will have no source of resupply.
Okay, on the MAX, the 223 is used more or less? The MAC 90s?
If you can get one that uses 223, yeah, that would be a good one on a cheap budget, yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mr. Cooper.
You're welcome. But if you can afford it, I would recommend that you put together the rifle that we covered on two episodes of the Hour of the Time just recently, simply because all of the major armies in the world and the special forces, everybody, they've been trained to be effective within 200 yards of their enemy, and really they're not very effective beyond that. And their sniper rifles will not shoot as far as this rifle that we were teaching you how to build. So if you can keep them away from you, you got a pretty good chance of staying alive and winning the war. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Bill. Last night my husband and I had a pretty heated argument about this whole business. I mean, he's pretty much socialist. I'm so totally opposite. I was wondering, years ago we were in agreement. I mean, I've changed a lot. And we were talking about the Constitution, and he thinks it's a bunch of crap, that they're all the same and nobody's really any different from anybody else. He's more like a globalist. I would like to know, is there any kind of book or anything that would compare the constitutions of different countries? Because, honestly, it's kind of hard to read all the constitutions.
There is no comparison. I don't think there's a book that has all the different constitutions, but if he's that far gone,
oh, really?
I can't give you any advice, and I'm not going to give you any marital advice either, but I will say this. You've got a big problem.
You got it.
But you're not alone. There are other people out there facing the same thing.
Yeah, well, basically, I just need to know, is there anything that compares them? I don't want to read them all, but, for example, he's from another country. He's from Spain, which is... they've had their shares of dictatorships. And
He's from Spain?
Yeah.
Well, then he has no conception of what this country is all about.
Oh, that's why it's so hard for me to argue with him. It's really difficult.
Yeah, it's impossible. Yeah. Read the Communist Manifesto, maybe.
I have that. Well, okay, there's really nothing that says this country.
I'll tell you what.
More, here's where it's different.
I'll tell you what. Wait till he's sleeping. Put chains around his ankles and chains around his wrists and chain him to the bed. And leave him there for a few hours and see how he likes it. That's what's coming.
Yeah. Well.
And maybe not in that exact manner. Be careful, he might like it.
Yeah. he's a good guy, but ideologically and everything, it's just so difficult because he doesn't want to listen. I mean, I have all this material around the house. I've got this really good book that I want to tell you about called The Masters and the Occult. It talks about what happened before Hitler's rise to power.
Yeah, I recommended that everybody read that book on this program, and you're going to hear more about the Nazis and the occult next week. Listen, I got to take a break. I'm out of time.
I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, folks, don't go away.
Stand by me, old one.
And stand by me, old one.
Seek happiness with a heartache.
Seek happiness with a heartache.
And go through life wearing a smile.
Go through life wearing a smile.
Oh, how happy we will be if we keep the Ten Commandments of love.
Faith in me.
Everything I say and do.
In everything I say and do.
Love me with all your heart and soul.
Love me with all your heart and soul.
Until our life on earth is through. Oh,
It's a long time since you've heard that one. I bet you some of you out there have never heard it. How do you like the choice of music on the hour of the time? Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. I just wanted to agree with what you said about patriots arming themselves with guns that are chambered in ammunition that our opponents will be carrying. I agree. 308 Winchester and 223 Remington are the only way to go. And in answer to the earlier caller's question about an inexpensive gun, instead of a 30-06, I would recommend there's a lot of Model 98 Mauser rifles that have been converted to 308 Winchester currently on the market.
Yeah, that's
those
a good one.
Those conversions were done by Israel, and those guns are coming into the surplus market right now, and they're only about $125 a piece.
Oh, that's a good weapon.
It's a bolt-action rifle. They're inexpensive, and 308 is cheap and plentiful. Well, no ammunition is plentiful right now, but relatively plentiful. I've got to also confirm what you said earlier on there being basically a run on guns, ammunition, reloading components, and magazines. I see it in my business every day. I run a mail order business selling clips and magazines, and I can't keep anything in stock.
Well, not only that, but there's some hanky-panky going on. We couldn't get powder for reloading, and we checked with the factories, and they said the trucks had left, but they never reached the distribution point, and nobody's ever heard from the trucks or the drivers since.
Yeah, well, between that and I guess some of the manufacturers, particularly of primers, are holding back production for their own use in loaded ammunition, rather than selling it for the reloading market. So there's a real serious shortage of primers right now. And in terms of, you mentioned Mac 90s, the 7.62x39, which is a Russian cartridge that the FKS and the AK-47 and the Mac 90 shoot, is almost impossible to find right now.
Well, that's because the steel core 7.62x39 has been taken off the market by the ATF.
Right. And anybody who realized what was up a few months ago started stocking up on this stuff. The 7.39 has been really hard to find since December. And like you say, the ATF just came out with a ruling banning steel core 7.62, which was roughly half of the stuff coming in from China in the 1,200 round tins. So, and I have to, getting back to your original point, the guys we're going to be up against aren't going to be armed with AK-47s. They're going to be armed with M-16s and M-60 light machine guns.
Yeah, and they're not worth a damn.
Well, M-60s are, but M-16s aren't worth beans. I agree.
M-60's not that good either.
Well,
it really isn't. It has a failure rate that's not acceptable, and if they don't fire short bursts, the barrel has a tendency to literally wilt.
Yeah.
You ever seen one? It just sort of hangs down in a gentle curve.
They will. Yeah. But, Yeah, I get the same message from my customers all around the country and into Canada, and that is they're stocking up on what they consider a lifetime supply, and a lot of them are looking at a struggle that will span not just a few years, but decades or even generations.
Well, it may. We're facing technology that may mean that that's the way it's got to go.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the better technology is in the hands of the government. We have the numbers, and they may have the super-duper helicopters with infrared search and track and all this other happy stuff.
Yeah, but
we outnumber them, and we can stop them on the ground.
That's the way to go. They should never get off the ground. There should never be any fuel for them. There should never be any pilots that even reach their craft. There should never be any drivers to trucks, and they should have no resupply of tires, gasoline, oil, or anything. And all of you in your local areas are going to have to make a list of potential targets. And if they take over this country with the aim of subduing and subjugating the American people to a form of slavery and taking away our creator-endowed rights, then the law is on our side. We will be perfectly 100% within our rights and within the law.
Absolutely. All of your listeners should take out the Declaration of Independence and reread the first part of it. We have both the right and the duty to throw off a government that gets that.
That's correct. Anybody who doesn't is guilty of complicity and treason.
That's correct. Anyway, thank you once again.
Hold on there. I just want to mention to you that on about January 11th, we had a call-in show both at the early and late time, and the California militia representative, I believe, warned us that the first thing we must get out there and get is guns. Guns and ammunition.
Well, and I think it's
that's what Bill's been saying all along, and it's coming from outside, too.
Yeah. Well, you got to look at the Second Amendment as the amendment or the right that ensures all of our other rights.
That's correct.
And without the Second Amendment, we're dead meat.
That's right. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye, Bill.
That's right. The second article and amendment was placed in our Constitution to guarantee that nobody could take away any of our other rights without our 100% permission, and they don't have mine. I don't know about you, and it's, you know, from the sounds of that lady who called, maybe in a situation like the last Civil War, might divide families, and that's terrible. What's coming is terrible, really. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
An honor and a pleasure to talk to you. This is New Jersey calling in. On your 375 H&H Magnum Improved, your guest had mentioned that the mount of action on a Springfield rifle, American Springfield rifle.
Yes.
I would like to make people remember that there were some American-made Springfield rifles. I believe they were low numbers. And they are, according to the book, Small Arms of the World, unsafe for 30-06 ammunition. So if these rifles were to be made by a gunsmith, I'm sure any competent gunsmith would know this, but someone building their own rifle, they should double-check these serial numbers and make sure they are good drop-forged receivers.
Well, if they're drop-forged and they're Mauser actions, they're going to be safe. If you buy anything other than that, no, they're not going to be.
That's right, but there were some made for the government that were substandard, that were not drop-forged, as I understand it.
Yeah, well, we can't hold these people by their hands and change their diapers. They're going to have to make sure of what they're doing.
Well, that's right, but I just wanted to remind anybody who it's getting to be ancient history now with these 1917 type rifles.
Well, I believe that John was talking about the 1913 Springfield 03A3, yeah.
That's right. That's exactly right. But I believe some of those, see, if you get a military rifle...
Well, you got to make up your mind. You said 1917.
I'm sorry. I'm excited. I'm on the phone. Springfield rifle with a Mauser receiver. There were some of them made. I believe they were low numbers, and they were substandard. So it's easy to check. Small Arms of the World gives you the numbers and which ones were substandard.
Great.
That's all I want to remind people, to be double-check and make sure that they don't use those receivers.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for what you're doing. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
And there are many of us out here who have been fighting in any way we can for many years against this encroachment on our Constitution.
Well, unfortunately, it wasn't enough of us, and now we're going to have to really fight for it, aren't we?
I hope not.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, there's no other solution. You're not going to find a political solution, and you get no relief in the courts. They control the courts. They've perverted the law. They don't even go by the law. And besides that, the Constitution is no longer the law. It's the United Nations Charter, and it has no Bill of Rights.
And listening to you prove that, I finally come to understand why I have been subjected to unconstitutional rulings in the state of New Jersey, and how long I have suffered and how long I have tried to fight that.
Yeah, well, a lot of people have tried to fight it, and they couldn't understand why they got thrown in jail for contempt of court for mentioning the Constitution. It's simply because it doesn't apply.
You're absolutely right, I'm afraid.
So, thanks for calling.
God bless you.
You too. 602-333-2174, folks. Let us hear from you. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello there, Bill and Carolyn. How are you? This is Randy in Chicago.
Hi, Randy.
I just wanted to mention that the 30-06 that the one gentleman was mentioning there, I just picked up an M1 Garand rifle. That's the original World War II service and Korean service rifle. And I'm having a dickens of a time finding good, cheap, military full metal jacket ammo for that thing. So I would agree with the 223 and 308.
You know, you can have an M1 Garand converted to 308 pretty easily.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm aware of that. I just have it for, just a neat gadget, you know. But I also have the 308 and the 223 units. I also wanted to ask you, since they put those Sporter stocks on the imported Mac 90s and whatever compared to the old pistol grip or the original AK-47 pistol grip and buttstock, how do you like that? Is that a good? Do you like that way to go, or is it kind of kludgy?
Well, their stocks have always been kludgy for me. They were built to be used with short Oriental people. And I'm a very tall American person, and so they were always that way for me.
Well, I mean that Sporter stock, you know, with the thumb hole.
Same thing. They're not any longer.
Yeah, they're just wider, bulkier.
Yeah, you're asking the wrong person. Those things never fit me right.
Yeah, and
but if I had to use one, I can use one.
Yeah, there is a 223 version of that one available. I don't know how plentiful it is, but. For that one gentleman looking for the 223. And I had one other question to ask you. If it was either or, would you, it sounds like you'd be going for a rifle that would reach out and touch someone over one that would spray?
I got one leg, my friend. I can't run. So I'm going to hit them as far away as I can see them, and I'm going to walk.
Okay. Anyway, thank you very much, and God bless you.
You're welcome. And all you people out there keep telling me you have handicaps and you can't participate. Hey, screw you. Follow me. Get your wheelchairs and follow me, okay? Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, that was quick. Okay, great. This is Chris in Seminole. I was wondering what the 1981 Supreme Court decision was that stated that the National Guard wasn't part of the militia.
1981 Supreme Court.
Yes, you said that a little while ago.
No, I said 1981 the Senate passed a resolution.
Ah.
Stating that the militia is not the National Guard or any other branch of the military service.
Okay, do you know what that was?
No, you have to go look it up. I've got it in my files. I could find it, but I'd rather you go find it.
On your BBS?
No, it's not on my BBS.
Oh, darn it.
I want you to find it. You go find it.
Uh-huh.
I found it. If I can find it, you can find it.
Okay, that's basically all I wanted to know, because we have a local talk show host who keeps on ranting and raving on about this type of thing, and I explained to him that obviously no one's given authority over the militia. You know, it doesn't say Congress shall. Or
the militia is the whole people.
Oh, of course, and I've explained that to him.
Yeah.
But he's just he totally rejects any of this type of information. So I'm just trying to get this information out to him.
Well, I'd tell you what to tell him, but some people out there might not like it.
Grow up.
No. No, I'd put it in a way that he would have no mistaking what I meant. I'd tell him just exactly what to do with it.
Uh-huh.
In no uncertain terms.
Yeah, he's just in denial, but and I have most of the files from your board, but I mean, I'd really get a whole lot more out of your radio show. So is it possible to get recordings of, anything from last?
You can order any tape we got. Where have you been? I mean, we announce it all the time. You can order any tape we got.
Okay.
If you're not a CADGY member, they're $9. If you are, they're $7.
Okay.
I used to be able to get them for $8 and $6, but you waited too long.
Oh. and
you were going to say you thought they were $8 and $6, weren't you?
I've heard you tell them before, but is there a number for me to call?
Huh?
Is there another number for me to call?
No, you got to send for it. We don't accept credit card. We don't contribute to the debasement of our currency.
Uh-huh, I see.
Take your credit card and stick it where the sun don't shine.
Okay, well...
Okay? Anybody who uses credit in this country is helping to destroy this country.
Well, I don't trust the bankers. I don't have an account.
Oh, come on. You were going to call and use a credit card.
I don't even have one.
Then why were you going to call to order tapes?
I wanted to know if it was possible to order them. What's the address what do you accept?
Double talk. Come on, folks. You ain't talking to no dummy here. You know, I used to be a sheeple for most of my life, but I'm not anymore. God, at least own up to it. Jeez. Good evening. You're on the air.
Bill.
Yes?
How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm having fun. How about you?
Not too bad, I guess. I was wondering how you think these 100,000 new police officers are going to play into it.
Well, how do you think they're going to play into it?
Probably about the same way you do. I think they should just issue each family their own police van, and they could feel real safe.
Who could feel real safe?
Well, whoever, the people who want to, they people want to feel safe, so they're going to issue 100,000 new cops.
Only one way they're going to be safe is get rid of all these crooks, crumbs, and socialists, and then we'll all be safe.
I don't feel safe with 100,000 more police on the streets.
Well, you see, you're approaching it from the wrong viewpoint. What's the purpose of the federal government putting 100,000 police officers in local police stations that they have no authority to do that with?
Right. It's
this, my friend. If your local police station accepts that police officer from the federal government and any of the federal funds that are attached to it, that local police station becomes a branch of the federal police, and it becomes a police state. And I'm surprised that you people don't know that.
I see a police state coming. You either bow down to the police now or you're in trouble.
No, you don't bow down, period.
If you actually rebel, you're going to have some trouble. Let's face it, if you don't...
Night. Go to bed. Pull the covers up over your head. You're already in trouble, my friend. God. Let's go, Carolyn. Good night, folks. Nah, just kidding. But I feel that way, really. I mean, that's...
We're in trouble.
Good evening. You're on the air.
All around.
Hello. Yes.
Hey, God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
I would like your opinion on a couple of the approaches that I've heard from different people. Kurt Saxon envisions a scenario where the government will have a complete breakdown, and you would be faced with a scenario of resisting anarchy. Tom Ballantyne says that there's no way you can resist government because they're too powerful, so forget it and pursue legal channels.
Oh.
And then again on Europe, you present a scenario where there would be an armed resistance to the government if that was necessary.
It's already started.
Yeah.
Americans aren't buying guns and ammunition to scratch their back with it.
No, sir.
And it's not me buying the guns and ammunition. So that's
these different people have different positions, and I can see some validity in all of them, and just wanted to see what you thought about the three different things that I've been hearing.
Well, number one, the government is not going to break down.
Okay.
You can rest assured on that. The government will maintain control for years and years and years. And the only way that the government's going to break down is if the people rise up and take the government down.
Now, Kurt envisions something where it's going to collapse under its own weight or something.
Kurt's a member of the Mysteries. Yeah. Kurt was one of the first members of the Satanic Church in this country. Kurt is a member of the Mysteries. Kurt, for many years, has been a socialist. Kurt will tell you anything to keep you from doing what you should be doing.
According to him, there was no conspiracy.
And according to Kurt, the United Nations troops don't have night vision devices. I mean, you listen to this guy, and if you take him seriously, then except in the area of what you can use to use for personal survival. If you take his advice on politics or anything else, then more power to you.
Right.
But the first thing you got to do when you listen to somebody is find out who they are and what agenda are they pushing. Tom Valentine represents the Liberty Lobby, which was the Nazi Bund, the German Bund in this country. The German Bund is a branch of the Germanic Order, the Knights Templar, who brought Hitler to power, and they're trying to do the same thing in this country.
So what's the story with the spotlight?
Well, have you heard anything on the spotlight that has been the truth that you've heard on this program?
Oh, occasionally.
Like what?
Oh, just as far as their general slant towards, say, conspiracy theory wackos, like Rush Limbaugh would say, or the Bilderbergers, or the Trilaterals, or CFR, that sort of thing.
Yeah, you haven't heard the truth in the spotlight. You've heard it here. We've identified the enemy. We've given you their politics, their religion, exactly what their goals are, their plans are. You don't see that anywhere else because they don't want you to know what it is.
They never got as deep as you did.
Well, they never get anywhere. They don't even get near where we get. They got you chasing your tail around things like Treasury Gate, around things like Brown getting paid off by the Vietnamese. Who gives a damn? We're losing our country.
I hear you.
We had an experience in Washington, too, on September 29th, a real live experience of a takeover.
Didn't hear it.
You didn't hear it? We went to Washington, D.C., DV Kid put together Project 93 to protest the Federal Reserve, call for an audit and abolishment of the Federal Reserve. The Liberty Lobby took over, and all they talked about was NAFTA. And the only one at the microphone was Tom Valentine. Completely deviated the whole thing away from the purpose of the whole, why everybody went there. And people got pretty upset over that.
All surface shit.
That's right.
Well, I sure appreciate you, sir.
Well, you don't have to appreciate me. Just get to work.
I'm working.
Good.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling. 602-333-2174. We have time for one more quick call, and it's got to be quick. So, let's do it, gang. Let me see. I'm going to go back here to 3. All the way back to 6. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah. I'd like to read for your listeners a quote from Aldous Huxley's book, Brave New World Revisited.
Okay. Make it quick.
Okay. It's about the young people in this country and distraction. And says recent public opinion polls have revealed that an actual majority of young people in their teens and voters have no faith in the democratic institutions, see no objection to censorship of unpopular ideas, do not believe that government of the people by the people is possible, and would be perfectly content if they can continue to live in the style to which their boom has accustomed them, to be ruled from above by an oligarchy of assorted experts that so many well-fed young television watchers in the world's most powerful democracy should be so completely indifferent to the idea of self-government is surprising. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, that about does it, folks. Don't forget, don't miss the hour of the time next week. If you do, you're going to regret it for the rest of your life because we're going to put everything in perspective and draw the Mystery Babylon series to its final episode, and we'll do that next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then Friday we'll have open phones. So, good night, and God bless you all.